definitely human.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Martin was dead, to begin with. There was no doubt whatever about that. The register of his transformation into fertilizer was signed by the chief medical officer, the head of science, and the assistant manager. Hob signed it, and Hob was the most important name on Mars now. Martin was as dead as Hob's homeworld. Oh, but Hob was a tight-assed, grumpy old manager. A conniving, calculating, cantankerous bitch. And when she found out she could never go back to Earth on account of it being a dead planet now, she became hard and sharp as flint and solitary as a flame. But all that's about to change. For tonight, the base manager of Mars Corp shall have her frozen heart thawed by her bestest friends and her trusty sidekick Baxter. E.L. Ho 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 Ha!
Fuck off, Baxter.
Well, hey now, Harbroast. Don't you want to know why I'm here?
No.
All right, I'll tell you. Martin made a very special recording just for you, which he told me to play on a very special day, Christmas Eve. And according to Martin's new calendar, that day is today. So if you would just gaze into my telly-belly...
I said fuck off, Baxter. Get out of my office. I don't want to see another bloody recording from Martin.
Gotcha. Understood. Say no more. Massage received. 100%!
So, are you going to go, or...?
Hob! 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 It is I, Martin! I'm still here, Hob! My consciousness was somehow trapped inside Baxter!
Wait, what?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm definitely dead. I don't know when you're watching this, but I have a feeling death isn't too far off for me now. I've been thinking about it a lot lately. 10 years of alcohol and drug cocktails really takes its toll. But enough about me. It's you I'm here to haunt.
Why?
You see, Hob, I was like you once. But when I found out about Earth, well, I don't know. I suppose one could argue I lost my way a bit. And I don't want the same thing to happen to you. So I had a little chat-out with your assistant, Jim Lake, and he agreed to help me set up a special Christmas gift for you. What can I say? I always was a good friend, wasn't I?
Huh. Yeah, right.
With that in mind, you will be haunted by 3 spirits.
What?
Goodbye forever, Hob!
What the... No, wait! Baxter, come back here! What the fuck was all that about?
Hello, Miss Hob.
Gah! David! What are you doing here? How did you get into my office? And why do you have a sheet over your head?
I'm the ghost of Christmas past!
Of course you are.
I know that you had your heart set on returning to Earth, but you've got to accept the reality of the situation, boss. You know as well as I that every single living creature beyond bacteria is dead. And there's nothing you can do about that.
Oh, good. Well, now I feel much better.
I'm here to tell you a story, Miss Hobb. A story about a young boy who was locked away in a dark room and left to dwell on all the mistakes he had made. The boy is me.
I got it.
You see, I understand what it's like to obsess over a past life. When you think about it, you and I are kind of in the same boat.
Not helping. Definitely not helping.
I, too, wish I could go back and change things. If only I hadn't been such a fool. You see, I was infatuated with the late Colin Denham, who 10 years ago was the head of the science department. You know, before the incident.
Yes, I know. Look, David, I know you mean well, but I...
He was so... brilliant, Miss Hobb. He was a genius, yes, but more than that, he was interesting. He was sharp and funny, completely charming and utterly beautiful. You would have liked him, boss. He was just like you. All I could do was follow him around and bask in his glory. But... you, probably didn't know this, but, he had a bit of a dark side. I won't bore you with the details, but I knew, even then, I knew there was... something wrong. I saw what was happening, Miss Hobb. I saw where it was all going, and yet I did nothing to stop it. I couldn't let go. And not being able to let go of the past is what got me into all this trouble. Yes, it was my fault. All my fault. 10 years incarceration. You know, for a long time, I didn't think I could ever be happy again.
And now? You're happy now, are you?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, it's all thanks to you. You set me free. You believed in me, offered me a future, offered me hope. The least I can do is offer you some advice. Miss Hobb, don't become haunted by your past. Accept it, take whatever wisdom you can from it, and move on. That's what I did. And look at me now!
David, you lost your job as the head of science due to your complete lack of leadership qualities, and now you work as a clinical trials recipient.
Yes.
I'm probably the only human friend you have.
Yes.
You live in a cupboard, and every morning you wake up screaming.
Correct again.
David, I don't mean to be cruel or anything, but you're literally the last person on Mars that I would take advice from.
Well, I can't fault your logic. That means my time is up. I must go now. Farewell.
Yes, good. Please go. I just want to be...
Hobb!
Jim! Have you been hiding under my desk this whole time?
I am not Jim. I am the ghost of Christmas Present.
So the ghost of Christmas Present wears a Hawaiian shirt, does he?
This is a Kariyushi shirt.
Jim, stop it with the stupid voice. Can't you see I just want to be left alone?
Oh, but it's Christmas, Hobb. Nobody should be alone on Christmas.
You don't even know what Christmas is. Last time I tried to explain my religion to you, you said the crucifix needed focus grouping and that Jesus was overrated.
I just don't think he was a team player, Hobb, and I stand by that. But listen, I know you're a bit put out by the whole Earth being a dead planet thing.
Oh, for God's sake.
And you're a little apprehensive about being responsible for the fate of the human species, but I'm here for you, boss. We're all here for you. Every single Martian at Mars Corp.
Great.
Now, I'm going to tell you a story about a very special someone who came to Mars and changed all our lives for the better. And that someone is...
me. Yes, I get it.
E.L. Hobb. Sure, you got the terraforming mission back on track, but more importantly, you enriched all our lives. You freed David from incarceration and stuck by him, even when everyone else, including me, said he was bad news. You allowed Dave to pick himself up by his Velcro straps and be more than just an orange. Now he's head of resources. You sent Chip and Tom on a dangerous mission up a tower, and that brought them closer together. In all the years I've known him, I've never seen Tom more happy.
And now he's dead.
Well... yes, probably, but still...
look, I'm tired, okay? Really tired. Like, you would not believe how tired I am. All I want to do is sit at my desk, drink this entire bottle of gin, and pass out.
Wow, actually, that sounds like a great idea. But I'm afraid I can't leave until I complete my very important mission, Hob. Martin's orders.
Ugh, just get on with it then.
Well, you see, the person you've had the biggest impact on is, me.
Jim, you haven't changed one bit since I met you.
Well, that's not true. Thanks to your leadership, I've grown in a variety of company-approved ways. I question things now, within reason, and I stand up for myself when necessary. And it's all down to you, Hob. You're the world's best boss, and I don't say that lightly. In fact, to prove how serious I am about that statement, I have had it printed on a mug. Here. Think of it as a late Halloween present.
Thank you, Jim. That's very thoughtful of you.
Well, I'm off, and you've got an appointment with a spectre of death. Catch you later.
What? Wait, Jim, what the... Who turned off the lights? Hello? Who's there? Hello?
Ooh.
Let me guess. The ghost of Christmas yet to come?
Ooh.
God damn it, say something.
Ooh.
That's right, Hob. I'm the ghost of tomorrow.
Ugh, Dave.
And what a tomorrow it is! Haley, the projector.
All right, yes, boss.
Witness the darkest recesses of space, only lightly dusted with a sugary sparkle of stars. And there, some tiny, fragile, glimmering thing. What could it be? A marble? No. A light bulb? Incorrect once more. It's a shining blue/green planet, full of all the things that make it that colour, like plants and water, presumably. Could this be Earth? The planet Hob loves so much, somehow restored to its former glory. No. It is Mars. The Mars of tomorrow. And what's that? Glowing. No, shining like a beacon of hope. It's Mars Corp. Bigger and better and brighter than ever before. Yes, in this hypothetical future, Mars is finally terraformed. And it's all thanks to E.L. Hob, the best space manager Mars Corp ever had. But what's this now? It's all falling apart. Like a wet biscuit, crumbling into nothingness. Oh no! Mars Corp is a ruin! A hideous labyrinth of twisted metal and frozen corpses! A dark monolith of broken dreams, and it's all because of Hob! Damn you, Hob! Damn you!
What?
If only she hadn't been so selfish! If only she hadn't wasted away in her office, wallowing in self-pity as Mars Corp fell into chaos and disarray!
You are way out of line!
But there's hope! For you see, Hob, nothing is set in stone!
What about fossils, sir?
Shut up, Haley! The future remains unwritten. You must step up, Hob. Be the manager you were born to be. Take your rightful place in the machine of Mars Corp. We need you!
That's right. Without you, we're nothing, Hob.
You complete us!
I mean, I'd probably be fine. But these guys...
So what do you say, boss? Ready to get to work?
Get to work? Get to work. I have done nothing but work, you goddamn idiots. In my short time as base manager, I've completely fucking surpassed every manager you've ever had. I've changed Mars Corp inexorably. The base has tripled in size. There's power on every level. The uncharted zones are actually being charted. The terraforming mission will be completed within our lifetimes. I'm basically the saviour of the entire human race. What more do you want from me?
Maybe smile a bit?
Get out of my office, all of you!
Ow! Ow!
Get out! Get out!
Bob's angry at us again!
We did it! Everything's back to normal!
Hooray!
Yeah! Love my job! That was Mars Corp, the Christmas special. Written, produced, and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Dyer. Starring Helen Watkinson, Matthew Woodcock, Derek Elwood, John Day, David Knight, David Price, and Emily Edwards. Music by John Day and Ben Osborne. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. You can support Mars Corp by reading it on iTunes or wherever you got it from. Takes less than a minute to do, and it really helps the show reach more people. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is Harbalicious. Mars Corp is a definitely human production. Ho, ho, ho! You enjoyed the show, baby! Petition now for a Baxter spin-off series! Woohoo! All right!
Thank you for my present, David. It was very thoughtful of you. A potted plant will add some much-needed colour to my office.
Always happy to help.
So, this isn't actually like any plant I've seen on Earth. I take it it's some sort of new species you've created?
Yes.
Let's see. Those are obviously leaves of some kind, and I guess that's a flower?
Yes.
And what are these things?
Teeth.
Teeth?
Yes.
Of course they are.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.